So we're going to look at two pieces of Sfas Emes, one from Tafresh Lamed Vav. In these editions, it was page 201, that one first. And then later, a year later, Tafresh Lamed Zayin on the reverse side on page 203. Let's start on page 201. So everybody questions how ultimately Esav receives the bracha of Tal Shemayim and Shemane Haaretz, just as Yaakov received it. Yaakov receiving it surreptitiously, Esav receiving it directly. So what's the difference ultimately between the brachos that they seemingly both receive within moments of one another, where the content of the brachos, certainly the material issues, Tal Shemayim, Shemane Haaretz, are the same? Let's see again on the left side on page 201. Hefresh, Birchus Yaakov, the Birchus Esav. The difference between the bracha received by Yaakov versus the bracha received by Esav. Yaakov's is described as V'yitn l'chohar l'kin mital ha'shemayim mishmane ha'aretz. Uva Esav k'siv, Hine mishmane ha'aretz yihye moshevecha u'mital ha'shemayim mino'am. What's obviously missing is V'yitn l'chohar l'kin. And that's the entire point of what separates Birchus Yaakov from Birchus Esav. And he explains why. Ki ha-tzadik einoi roitze lihiyos nimzor biyad atzmoi shum davar. So here, where other mepharshim say, yitn l'cha ha-elokim, with the he-ayidia, intends to say that you're going to be given the opportunity to have a lakus. You're going to be given the opportunity to create a personality of godliness. Here, the Sfas Emes is dealing strictly with the material brachos and says that the nesina from Hashem, the yitn l'cha ha-elokim, is what the tzaddik wants. He wants nothing that's given over to him to provide. He doesn't want the opportunity. He'll have the power to gain. He'll have the ability to fend for himself, and it will be given over to him to such an extent that it's given, and Hashem Baruch Hu, so to speak, walks away. That the Hashgacha process for the tzaddik is no longer there. No. Ki a tzaddik ain't a right to the hiyas, nims to be of the atzmai, shum davar. He doesn't want anything that's given over to him to procure. That he has the power to obtain it. That he's given the right to obtain it on his own. Rak lihiyas nitin loy me Hashem Yisbrach. So number one, he wants that whatever he has a specific address marked on it to him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not nechlal in some wider gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives out without discretion, and certainly not where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's up to you, you want it, go get it. No, it should be from Hashem, number one. Number two, b'chol eis should it start. At whatever time and whenever it's needed. If I don't need it, I don't ask for it, I don't expect it, I don't want it. Because the tzaddik is not living in Olam Hazeh for Olam Hazeh. The tzaddik is here for much greater reasons and for Olam Haba eventually. Whatever the tzaddik needs, when the tzaddik needs it, the tzaddik hopes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will please provide it. So it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not because I create it, do it, earn it, make it, devise it, think of it. It should not include that much of that which Hashem says, your initiative, do what you want, do how you can, when you can. No, it's a conspiracy. I'll make my mishtabos if I have to, but I understand that it's completely you. It's completely you. And I want it to be completely you. That's number one. Number two, b'chol eis shid tzarech, when it's needed. If I need it, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I hope to have it. If I don't need it, so then it's superfluous. And finally, number three, ukshi yihye ro'oi. I should deserve it somewhat. But I don't want to have, you know, gifts. I don't want things that really are not coming to me. Yaakov Avinu returns to its Canaan fearful that any deserve I have, I've used up. Look, I'm coming back with family, I'm coming back with herds and wealth. I no longer have any zechuyus left. That's why he's so afraid of Esav. Only because whatever Hashem provides, not more. Moshe Reichman, Olam HaShalom, very famous Moshe Reichman of Olympia, New York. Someone once had the temerity to ask him, that apparently Nebuchadnezzar, he got stuck with this person in the elevator, and the person had the temerity to ask him, he says, Mr. Weissman, if you don't mind, tell me, how did you succeed as gloriously as you did? And Moshe Weissman said to him, he said, 98% of it all is just what HaKadosh Baruch Hu directed. Seeing palpably, you can just see it. And then he thought for a moment, and he turned to the man and said, and if I could turn over my 2% of effort and hishtabus, so to speak, I would do that too. That's the greatness of a tzaddik. Forget just what happens. I would have given it all up to him, let him provide it all. That's the yitzin l'cha, because Baruch Hu's going to give it. Not, if you do, I'm going to try, and I'm going to struggle for it, and I'm going to make it. The ishtabah, Esau, you say, no, I'm going out, I'm hunting, I'm making, I'm earning. I'm working, I'm meeting Mishtaga. Ishtam Yeshiv Olam, the tremendous of Ishtam Yeshiv Olam is that he says, if a Kodesh Baruch will give what I need when I need it, and I deserve it, I will be so appreciative. And this is, let's continue, Kidei Shalom Yechal Chelka Yechal Hazeh. The footnote is the one hurry is the Abyud on the days, where the Gemara says, on the Pesukim Kehelis, there are tzaddikim who suffer so in Olam Hazeh, but notice that the expression there was asher yesh tzaddikim. So Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda was Jewish. Ashreihem la tzaddikim shemagia aleihem kemaisa harishon. Fortunate are the tzaddikim who have it difficult in Olam Hazeh, because they have it all saved up for Olam Haba. Each person is going to have a certain relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every individual situation in a person's life, let alone, it depends on the individual, is going to sometimes show that chesed more or less, but it's very individual. But the tzaddik doesn't want chesed. Tzaddik wants nothing. Tzaddik wants Olam Haba. Tzaddik says, what I need, I'll ask for it, and if I deserve it, hopefully I'll receive it. That's the yitzin l'cha ha'lekin. And it doesn't say that by Esav, because, as we're going to see, by Esav there's a step removed. There's a step somehow missing between the beneficiary, that's Esav, and the benefactor, that's a first part. There's a step. It's not directly from Hashem source to Esav, where it is in the case of Yaakov. V'zehu shekosuv yitein v'yachzer v'yitein. And that's why, as Rashi brings, when it says v'yitein, why is there a vav? He's just starting to say what the brachas are. So why is there, what is there a vav achibur to what? V'yitein v'yachzer. It means that you're not going to just get it once. You'll get it many times. Now, at first blush, you think, oh, that means the Shmuel keeps giving and gives and gives and gives and gives. That's at first blush, says the Sassanis. No, V'yitin l'cha means he'll give what you need now. And if you don't need more, he won't. But that means he's so engaged with you that if tomorrow you need, he'll give again. I mean, there's a story, I don't remember, one of the great tzaddikim in Yerushalayim who literally didn't have, not a pruta, going back to the early days of the early 20th century, and had given away what he had to put stuff, and didn't have, I don't know if it was Chaim Sonnenfeld or one of the other tzaddikim of Yerushalayim of York, and he literally said, I'll see, I'll find, and walked out into the street, and on the floor found a coin of enough value to buy him something to eat. Literally found it on the floor on the street. Because this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with the tzaddik. When the tzaddik trusts in Hashem, and the tzaddik wants no more than that. So, v'yitein l'cha, v'yachzer v'yitein. So the beauty of that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is engaged with this tzaddik. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for him on Monday, and then he's there for him on Tuesday. Baruch Hashem, yon yon ya'amos lam. And then the next day, as needed, if needed. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so engaged with the person on a daily basis. That's bracha, that you have a nesina from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a nesina again, if you need it. And then the Sassana says a beautiful idea, v'gam, ki be'emes tzarech li yas choshev be'enei ha'adam. Tzad ha'nesina sh'HaKadosh Baruch Hu nesin lo'ed, the fact that it's Hashem giving it to you, should be more precious to you, and be more satisfying to you, mikuch ha'dam ha'nit, than the actual thing, whatever it is. The fact that it's given to me by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should cause me more gladness and satisfaction than the thing, whatever it is. I mean, that's a tzaddik. The person, the tzaddik is one who you know, he needs a record. He needs a coat for Shabbos, completely threadbare. He has to turn what was the Shabbos record has to now be worn during the week. So he finally saves up and he goes to where he's going to buy a nice bag of Shabbos and puts it on and it fits and it's fitted and it's made. And when he makes the Shachiyona, what's he thinking? He's thinking more than the fact that he has a nice bag of Shabbos. He has a nice Beggar Shabbos. That Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me the Beggar for Shabbos. Hashem gave me something so beautiful for Shabbos. Hashem gave it to me. That's the joy he has. But not that it's there. I mean, yeah, of course, it's only moments. You say, oh, it looks nice. It looks proper. It fits. So it's correct for Shabbos, and it's Kodesh Shabbos that way. But the biggest joy he has, he says, that Shechinah, because Baruch Hu is the provider of it. That joy that is from Hashem is greater than the Guf HaDavar HaNitin. Kema Sha'amu Aram HaKadosh Yipshisa, on the famous Medrash, where the Torah says, in Berachos Kohanim, Yisa Hashem Panabelacho, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu shows favoritism, so to speak, to Klal Yisrael. But how can it be? The Torah itself says, Asher lo yisa panam b'likam shoychat, Kodesh Baruch Hu does no such thing. And the famous answer is, because Baruch Hu responds and says, look, I say in the Torah, the Chalpas of Zlatam and Asa, Shem HaMakach, you should bench if you had, Kidei Sviya, Min HaTerah, you only have to bench if you had enough to satisfy it. And look at Klal Yisrael. They're asking that if you had one man of Kazayas, one man of Kabeya, and you bench anyway, even though you didn't have enough to make yourself satisfied. You're still hungry. You bench anyway. Look how good they are, says the Pshisa. The Pshat in this is, not only that they appreciate, even if it's just a little, the appreciation is because it comes from me. Pshisa says, imagine somebody gets a gift, $100. $100 gift to take to Hanukkah. Wow, what a beautiful thing, $100. It's a lot of money. It's a beautiful gift, it's so appreciated. Same person receives a $5 or $4 insignia, hand autographed by King Charles. Or maybe if you prefer a better muscle, autographed by Queen Elizabeth. No, it's all the same. Imagine, so it's only worth, it's a small little coin. It's a bronze $2 coin, $3 coin, but it's signed with a note, a personal note, expressing thanks or appreciation from the Queen of England or from the King of England. So it's not $100, but it, you know who it's from? From the Melech. So that's what this Medrash is all about. That many saw a benching on a Kazayas or on a Kaveya because it came from a Kodesh Baruch. The appreciation is not just that I need a little, appreciate a little, I appreciate who provided it, where it came from. It came from you, Hashem. So that's what the Yidin L'chah HaLakim is all about. That the tzaddik will appreciate, whether it's a lot or not, whether it's even a little, but it came from, it's given to me by Hashem. On the Medrash of Hain Beis and Lipanim, when the working of Kesayis or Kiveya, who perish, Shechoshiv Loi Hama'at, why? Mitzad Shevo, the Kodesh Baruch, I am Shem, the Kol Simcha, and Pashas. The Gam, Kibashin Mitten B'yad Ha'od Amein Beskai, Mu'al B'yesh Loi Hefzik. Another thing he says, you know, there's a big difference between something that's given over for man to provide for himself or for humans to be the ones as intercessors, to be the agents, so to speak, to provide. It doesn't last as long. Because in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's providential decision to give it up to man, you don't have the kind of permanence and lasting effect. Avol chelek hatzadik moser b'yav HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hu kayem la'ad. Another difference that is the kind of life less. Is there Shem Mevarachim? That's why. And how we say in our davening in Maidan, al chayenu hamesurim b'yadav. So it's not just that we appreciate that we have chayim, which comes from, says the Sasemis, we should understand the Kavanah is al chayenu hamesurim b'yadav. We're so appreciative that it's so personal, that you personally provide. Ulais of Namar, nothing about Hashem Yisbarach giving it. Hine, behold, it's there. Hine, behold, magic. It doesn't have my imprimatur, says Hashem. Hine, mishma mihar, ziyya, mershebecha. You'll have it. But don't sense, and you won't sense, my personal provision of it, my benefit. Bekevim shen mifrish miyad ha-noisei. If it's separated, if it's a step or more removed from the great giver, capital G, Ein Boi Bracha, it is lacking holiness, it's lacking dusha. You know, it's a famous custom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Nachash, after snake had to be punished, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? The offer Seichal kol yimei chayach. You'll eat afar. Dirt. Dirt will be what you will sustain yourself with. Now, one second. You can sustain yourself with afar, but it's ubiquitous. It's all over the place. What's the problem? It's actually a blessing to be able to have as much as you need, whatever you need it, says the Kusker, famously. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, you won't have to ask me, you won't ask me, because I don't want to see you. I don't want to see you, I want no relationship with you, you won't ask, I won't give, you won't come before me. That's more than just one step. You're completely removed from the provider. The provider says, it's yours, it's here, from now until, you know, time immemorial. It's yours, go ahead. From then on, it's yours. But you're not getting it from me any longer. You're getting it from me now, and I'm done with you. That's what Kish Brosu said by Yitzchak. It's not that personal relationship where Hashem is providing day to day faith. Yes?
How is it always so easy to recognize? When the time coming from the fourth is obvious, very clear. For example, the place where you work, you ask the fourth, you win. Come from Hashem or from the leader?
I think that in most instances, we humbly can assume that we are the children of Yaakov Avinu, and we are living with the bracha of Yitlacha, and if we're good people, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us what we need as we need it, in most cases. And in many cases, you can see it. And here you have, as we said, as an example, someone as fabulously successful as a real estate tycoon who said he saw it. That it was mostly, you know, without any. Now, everyone knows, people who study his business say he had tremendous business acumen, and he was very, very, very sharp, and he was very capable. But with it all, he was wise enough and humble enough to know that, you know, Ve'ez Hashem ha'yisazot, Ve'ez Hashem ha'yisazot. And what Sassanis is stressing is that we should probably, all of us, look at whatever we have in Mi'alah, it's Hashem ha'yisazot. Now, in Tafresh Lamedayim, on the other side of the verse page, page 203, he starts to get into the question of why would Yitzchak ever give such brachas to Esav, and why would he not give them to Yaakov? So first of all, he says, look, these are brachas for Olam Hazeh, Tal Shman, Shman Ares. He knew that that's what Esav wants. Other people explain why that's what Esav needs. But he knew that's what Esav wants. The brachas were very appropriate for Esav. He says, "Inyan habrocha shirotzu lebarach haseisav nirukhi vaday habrocha hamiuchedes liyakov loyrotzu litno leesav." The real bracha for Yaakov is given to Yaakov before he leaves for Charan. Shehari achakach berukhay v'itmuchas es berukhas avrom. Later on, the Torah says how he gives the real brachas of the Spirit, berukhas avrom. She habrocha hamiuchedes liyakov is our Yaakov. The bracha for Yaakov was intended to and was eventually given to Yaakov. Asher alzeh ne'amar about which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says brisi okim es Yitzchak, and this focuses that on Harish Yiniach brothers with the Yaakov. You have to remember, you know, everybody is so involved in the beginning of the parsha. At the end of what the parsha describes as the departure of Yaakov for Charan, Yitzchak gives him the brachos that are Yaakov's. Rak birchas olam hazeh rotzal levaras le'esav. But uba Yaakov. But with subterfuge, Yaakov takes those brachas as well. And then he just quickly says, and this is for another time, all of those brachas of Olam Hazeh are all about this facade of an Olam that's called Sheker, that's false. So correctly, in order to get what is false, you use falsehood to achieve it, to attain it. Okay. He now is standing on what he had said in Tafresh Lamedvav. He says, "Af kivader Olam Hazeh la'Esav." Of course, Olam Hazeh belongs to Esav. "Af shetzorach lavoi al yidei Yaakov." What Yitzchak didn't understand, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, ultimately what he's answering is, what did Hashem want in having these brachos be given to Yaakov? If Olam Hazeh belongs to Esav, and the ikar of these brachos, Mital Shmai, Shmane Haaretz, is all about Olam Hazeh, so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Rivka, very, very intelligently, and with Nevuah, understand that these brachas have to be given to Yaakov? Why? So Olam Hazeh, why give it to Yaakov? Because he says, even though, of course, this Olam Hazeh belongs to Esav, and the benefits and the joys and the physical pleasures of it belong to Esav, Rak, Shetzarach Lavoi Alidei Yaakov. But they come to this world. They need to come to this world and to the Esavs, even to the Esavs of this world, through Yaakov. V'zeh shekosuv v'Yaakov v'yitim l'cho. You are giving it to Uva Esav. He's saying another thing. Not only that, the blessing of the Yitzchak, the relationship is Nisina to Yaakov, not to Esav, but more. He's saying that it has to be that way for Esav's sake. Esav doesn't really deserve. Esav would warrant to receive, but through Yaakov he does. So Yaakov is the one who receives, and the Shefa comes to Israel, and it spreads to those others in the world around. So yes, he may. It's going to be Mishmani Haaretz Yilam Hashavecha. Why? Because there's a Minit Lecha Mital Mishmani Haaretz for Yaakov, and it's going to spread from Yaakov, and the rest of the world will benefit. Kol Hashavecha Tzarech Leirev Bnei Yisrael K'ma Shehoyer Bizman Shabes Amik Shveikah. That's the picture. That's the paradigm of what the Ratzon HaBorei is. Right? What does it say in Melachim? Vayeshev Yehuda V'Yisrael Lavetach. Ish tachas gafnoi v'tachas tenosei. I'm quoting a pasuk that he did not quote, but that's what he means, right? That's the famous pasuk. Midor v'ad bereshava, kol yimei shloima. It was the heyday of the Jewish people. Everyone content, everyone needing, having what they need. She'umos mizonian v'tamsis. He's quoting the Zohar. Tamsis is essence. A little bit like petel, right? Where you mix it with, and then it becomes your drink. So the tamsis of everything that everyone in the world has in order to eat, and in order to drink, in order to be provided for, is a shefa that comes to this world through and because of Am Yisrael. And of course, the picture of when that was most clearly so was the Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Shalikah. The Af Al Pi Ken. He says, of course, even though it's coming through us, the Vadei Hayu HaRishoyim Bis'angim Ba'el Hazei Yosin Ben Yisrael. Of course, the Rishoyim and the Esav, they're enjoying Olam Hazeh, they have more of Olam Hazeh, they enjoy it more. Gam Bizman HaMikdash. Even then, Lakshi Bnei Yisrael, Ika Kavanosam, His Dazkusam B'Shoyim Rishashah. Because to us, again, he says, it's not about what we have, and we have our Geffen, and we have our Ta'in of Or Hashem. But what we appreciate is that we have it because you, Hashem, are providing. We have a relationship with you, Hashem, and you're providing it. We are so appreciative of that nesina. And the hisdavkus, meaning the fact that we have dveikus, we have a bond with you, a bond b'shurish Hashem, where the roots and the source of the provider are, we have a relationship with you, Hashem. The ein mevakshin guf hatanugim. The guf hatanugim is not what we're looking for Elam Haba. We're looking for not Elam Hazer. The ein nechshavim shirayim legabe koyachanis. The actual things that we can enjoy are secondary to the koyachanis sina, to the privilege of the fact that we have a provider who's providing, and that provider is a kadosh baruch. The chen habrocha liyakev. The bracha liyakev was. The Yisina, the Yitmachah, as he said in Tafesh Lam as well. Ula Esav, Guf Hagashmius Mishman Ha'aretz. Saying again what he had said in Tafesh Lam. Now he says it's fascinating, and it's so important, and there are those few Chassidei Ummos Ha'olam, once in a while, who get it. And we have Mishol in the Gemara and famous stories about this, where great men of the other nations realized that somehow they were benefiting, and that everything that they have somehow connected to and even thanks to Israel. Is a fascinating thing. He says, V'ilu hoya Esav maskil, if he was bright and smart enough, hoya yodea, ki Yaakov lo chisrei mu'uma. Esav would know that we haven't taken away not a shred of, not a head of lettuce, not a cucumber. We have taken nothing, not a kopek that would have been theirs. The Adarab. On the contrary, kishigia hashefa al yedei Yaakov yitivloi yos. If they would only know it, that when things are good for Israel, they're even better. So you have, you know, the stories like Alexander Mokdan, who sees an image and then recognizes that image when he looks at the Kohen Gadol and says, ah, that's who I saw before my great victory. Yeah? Meaning that he realizes that because Israel, the artisan at that time, can and should be able to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that will be a good thing for Yavam. It will be a good thing for my Malchut. If they'd only realize it. Kishia Shefa Abide Yaakov, Yitzvo Yosef. And that's why Esav is told, finally, to conclude, Yitzchak tells him, Zem Shomo Loyal. Mishmani Haaretz Yiyem Moshevecha. You'll get it! You'll get all the prophets! That's a Chicha tablet. But recognize your brother Yaakov for what he is. Koimen. So Yitzchak was on, Alidei Habrocha, the Lord. You'll have it, he said. You know why? If and when Yisrael is blessed the way I want them to be, Yaakov will have what I know Yaakov has to have. The bracha will come through. And we see how many people finally, sometimes on some level, begin to realize that Am Yisrael is the people to reckon with, meaning to reckon with in a positive way. To say, you know, be good for Am Yisrael, I think then through that it'll be good for me too. I don't think that some of the Hesken we saw a year or so ago and was made, you know, without that in mind. I think that's clear. There are all kinds of situations where they finally realize, maybe not happily, but somehow on some level realize. What he is discussing is whether Esav should actually notice it and be happy with it. The bracha that we receive is different from Esav's because it's the Nesina, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving it. That's something that Esav is not ever going to have. That's the distinguishing mark of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives and what we as recipients have. We appreciate the Yitzchak of Kadosh Baruch Hu giving from Tal Hashemayim Mishmanei Haaretz.